And with me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor of the City Wire, which covers business, politics, culture, and more of Fort Smith and Western Arkansas. Michael, how are you?
I am cold, Kyle.
Well, with good reason.
It's cold outside.
With very good reason. Things are heating up, though, when conversation turns to a potential merger between the Fort Smith Convention Center and the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Fort Smith.
Yes, sir. Heated up, maybe an understatement. The this Tuesday, the Claude Legree, the executive director of the Fort Smith Advertising and Promotion Commission, visited with the Fort Smith Board of Directors. He was requested to visit and talk about how a merger between the A&P and the Convention Center, what that might look like. We're in this position because the Convention Center, which was built a little over 10 years ago, the state turnback program, the about $1.3 million, is ending, or has ended, and ended in June. So the city of Fort Smith is trying to find a way to come up with about anywhere from $800 to $1.1 million in what will be an annual deficit. And so they're talking about a prepared food tax. And it's complicated, but under state law, the prepared food tax, if a city utilizes it, it has to utilize it through an A&P commission. And so to do that, the A&P commission would have to contract to manage the convention center. This is not unusual, though, Kyle. I mean, this Hot Springs, Little Rock, Pine Bluff, this is the way it happens. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, Fort Smith, we've always chosen to do it different than what most other cities do it, how they do it, I should say.
Well, and a prepared food tax, that is, it would be 1% on a meal I would buy at a restaurant in Fort Smith, correct?
Yes, or at the deli at a grocery store, even if it was prepared. But yes, it's 1%. And again, all of the other communities in Arkansas that have a convention center have a prepared food tax that supports it. And even communities that don't have a convention center, I mean, Ozark, Van Buren, there are communities there in Northwest Arkansas that have a 1% prepared food tax to support their marketing efforts for tourism. It was interesting a couple of years ago when the idea of a 1% prepared food tax popped up, there were people who would comment on the City Wire and other locations, well, I'll just go to Van Buren or Greenwood for my restaurant meals. Well, guess what? They both have a 1% prepared food tax, so good luck with that.
For this tax to be official, for it to be levied, it would have to be passed by either the board of directors or the voters.
Correct. And the kind of the rumor now is that the board, and this has been a decision that the Fort Smith Board of Directors has been debating, discussing now for 3 years. It's, I think, more Fort Smith residents are frustrated with the lack of action by the board on this issue than they are now the solutions. I mean, I talk to a lot of people now who say, you know what, I don't care what they do, just figure it out. Because Fort Smith has other issues. We have fire stations we're going to need to build. We have multi-million-dollar issues with water and sewer systems. We have opportunities for other infrastructure development, but you know, this has been holding up. This decision has been holding up a lot of that.
If for some reason, if voters or the board or nobody approves the proposed prepared food tax, what would Plan B be for the convention center?
Well, the city of Fort Smith would have to find anywhere from $800,000 to $1.1 million to fund it, and the city of Fort Smith is soon to enter its third year on very tight budgets. They've had years where wages were frozen, unfilled positions are frozen, there are no hiring. So to pull that out of the city budget, that'll definitely be pulling a rabbit out of the hat.
Well, you said there's been concern and about inaction on this. Any idea when it will be decided which direction to take for the possible tax?
Well, I haven't seen this new makeup of this new board following the election has been very aggressive on decisions. I mean, they hired Ray Gossick January 4th. No, they didn't look for anyone. They said, Ray's our guy. He's been deputy city administrator for 12 years. Let's hire him. Let's get moving forward. So this board has already shown a knack for quick movement. The action they've taken so far on the convention center issue is been substantial compared to what the previous board didn't do in the previous 3 years. So, Kyle, I'm not a, really a Benton guy, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some significant decisions made within the next 60 days.
In a somewhat related story, I guess, November tourism results, money results have been released, and it was down for Fort Smith.
Right, for Fort Smith, yes, Fort Smith, Van Buren, the hospitality collections did decline in November. However, it looks like 2010 numbers will be up, hopefully, overall, for collectively, for both communities, over 2009, which is a good thing because the, and not just in this area, but around the state, tourism tax collections, which measures both tourist and business travelers, have really been in the tank. So it's good to see the numbers come up. It shows that those tourism and business travel is coming back. It also corresponds with some national reports that shows that corporations and businesses are easing up on their travel budgets and they're going to conduct more travel. So maybe this is a good trend for the economy. It's one of the few numbers that have been up. So in this kind of economy, we try to take as many good numbers as we can. But yes, in November, the November numbers were down.
One of the really most familiar and legendary figures in Fort Smith died this month, Fred Baker Sr., someone who I think just about everybody who's ever been connected with Fort Smith has met or has known.
Yes, and if you didn't know Fred Baker Sr., that means you really hadn't been in Fort Smith very long, because he did touch about everybody. I was fortunate enough to have been, just for a few years, in the Fort Smith Rotary Club with him, and I mean, talk about a dynamo. Kyle, I hope that when I'm 89, I hope I'm going as much as he is. I mean, within the last year, when he was 88 years old, I talked to Fred Baker Jr., his son, and Fred Sr. traveled to China, deepest parts of China, where it's not easy to get around, and he worked as a scrub nurse helping surgeons with these cleft palate issues. And so he was up and down steps. You know, they were in these hospitals where they're on the sides of the hills and there are no elevators. And so here's a man that's 88 years old out volunteering, literally giving everything, you know, to volunteer. So he gave a lot of money, but he's an example of where sometimes you've got to give of yourself. It's not just your money. And I've never met anybody like him. So I just, and that's almost a shame in itself. It'd be nice if I could say that Fred was among hundreds in the Fort Smith area, but I've just never met anybody like him.
What should we pay attention to in the coming weeks?
Well, the easy answer to that is the Arkansas legislative session.
Yes.
They say they don't have a lot of money to play with out of a $4.6 billion budget. But, you know, we're going to have this unemployment insurance trust fund that's going to have to be replenished. That could be a $450 million tab we owe the federal government by the end of this year. And the federal government's not only going to want that tab paid, but they're going to want a reserve. So that could be a $1 billion issue. Their prison funding and how we our prison policy, our criminal justice policy is going to have to change, or that's going to break the bank at some point. And then highway issues. It's between all of those things, it's going to be interesting how our legislators, especially with 44 Republicans and 55 Democrats in the House, never been that many Republicans, how they work together to resolve some of these pretty critical issues.
It will be interesting politics and perhaps at times interesting theater over the next 3 months.
Well, Kyle, let's hope that it's much less theater than it is. I think we've had enough theater. I think hopefully they'll get down to business.
Michael Tilley covers business, politics, culture, and more for Fort Smith, the Arkansas River Valley, and the state of Arkansas at the website thecitywire.com. Michael, as always, thanks for your time.
Well, you're welcome. It was enjoyable.